close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. What's my heart rate? We're your ghost hosts. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek. Are you okay over there?
I'm Craig. We need to check on you. Are you sure?
Please stay calm. Room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Guys, talk for a few minutes.
Give some Gatorade. I don't know.
Man, I don't think he's going to make it.
I thought he trained for this.
No, I didn't. You guys are probably wondering why I'm so out of breath.
A lot of people are wondering.
See, I just got done running this 10K a little over a week ago down in Disney World.
Is it kind of like what we used to run 10Ks at camp, where it was like the K's all stood for something different?
Kraut. Catch up and kraut. Oh, man. This is milestone episode 102. Don't worry, listeners. I'm okay. But we're going to talk today about something we've never talked about before.
102 is your beats per second, isn't it?
We're going to talk about the Dalmatian sequel of years ago. It's an exciting...
102 Dalmatians. Yeah.
Yes.
This is an episode, Tips for Run Disney. And I know this is something that Craig is super excited to talk about.
I am so fired up.
But first of all, guys, how's your week been going? It's
pretty
just
good.
Monday.
I think we forgot something last week, kind of big.
What did we forget?
The new year. Forgot to tell everybody Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year from Triple G.
Sorry, everybody. We were so wrapped up in,
guys, it's the
21st. 100 things to do. Did we say Happy New Year, though?
I don't know. It's still January. We can still say
it's still the new year.
Pretty new.
Yeah. Craig, it's the 21st. Before we get into all this, Matthew, on your recent trip, which we'll talk about in the coming weeks, you were in front of a purple wall, correct?
We did venture over to a purple wall.
And we'll expound more on that later, but I think it was Derek and I was talking earlier. Somebody was telling me, if we think about it, our colors are purple. I think they stole it from us.
Our light purple shirt mirrors the purple wall.
Yes,
it does.
I think not. And now they're making all these purple shirts and purple
ears,
purses,
and candy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to get a cut of that.
I think asking for 50%.
We'll probably get cut.
Probably
for mentioning it.
Probably will. We better move on.
Yes, good
idea. Hey, snitches get stitches.
They're listening right now,
and end up in ditches.
The studio is bugged.
For those of you who follow us on Twitter, you probably know that a little over a week ago, Sissy and I and a couple of friends were at Walt Disney World to run the Walt Disney World 10K. And just to clarify, because Michael Scott would get this confused, that was 6.2 miles, not 10,000 kilometers or 10,000 miles.
That's good to have that clarity.
Yes, we do want to clarify that. And next week, we're hoping to get a couple of my co-travelers in for a recent trip rundown to talk all about the weekend's events and some of the things we did. But today we're going to focus specifically in on the Run Disney aspect of this. And I know some of our listeners have done Run Disney events before. Some of you would like to. Craig has no desire. And once upon a time, Derek would have. Derek, you think you'll ever do a Run Disney event?
I would consider it again.
If we could do our next episode Thursday is going to be like Love and Loathe. If we could do one on Run Disney, I could fill the loathe up.
Yes, he could.
I'm trying to figure out what I would like or love.
Craig walks fast enough to where
he does.
I'm a stroller. I'm a meanderer.
I have to walk that fast to keep up with Matthew.
Are you a Neanderthal?
Yes.
Will they have a Disney meandering?
They do have a 100-meter dash for kids.
There you go, Derek.
I can beat them.
I've got your name all over.
Well, I'd probably get beat by half of them.
You know, but in all seriousness, Run Disney was, you know, we know pretty much how to plan for a Walt Disney World vacation. Run Disney was something that I had no experience planning for, and I found some information out there, but it was all kind of the generic stuff. And so today I'm going to, this show, Craig and Derek are each going to kind of ask me some questions about our Run Disney experience. And I do want to say, first of all, that it was a very positive experience. It was something that we will definitely consider doing again in the future. Some aspects of it we'll never consider doing, and I'll get more into that in a few minutes. But guys, what kind of questions do we have here about Run Disney?
My first one, and if you, I mean, this is really not, this is my most favorite part of the whole thing. Tell where you ran on the actual race.
Yeah, so the thing that stands out above any of the other races, you're getting to run through a Walt Disney World theme park. And of course, we did the 10K. You all the races start just outside of the entrance of Epcot, kind of in that general vicinity. And for us, we ran about three and a quarter miles just on Disney highways. And then about the halfway mark of that 10K, we kind of came in the backside of Test Track, kind of ran in the backstage area, and then we came in officially into the park right at Mexico. And we ran Mexico, Norway, China, Germany, Italy, the American Adventure, Japan, Morocco, and then France, and then took a left out of International Gateway. We ran around the boardwalk area, ran by the Swan and Dolphin, back by Beach Club, Yacht Club, and then took another left kind of into a backstage area and came out in the UK and ran by Canada, took a left there kind of in the World Showcase Plaza, I think is what they call it, straight on toward Spaceship Earth, and you exit out there and then you finish kind of back where you started. And so for the 5K and the 10K, the only parks you're running in, the only park you're going to run in is Epcot. For the half marathon, you go in Magic Kingdom and Epcot. And for the full marathon, you go in all four theme parks. You go in the Wide World of Sports. You go pretty much everywhere, which that's
Ben,
26
just to
miles.
Let everyone know, you do have to scan your Magic Band to enter Epcot.
You do not.
During the race. No. Oh, okay.
You do not, Derek.
And you have to go through security.
They do.
They check
back.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
That slows you down, but everyone else did.
So. It's cool. Say, and you're running at that time of the day. For us, it was still dark outside. But when we went through World Showcase, now by the time we got back into Future World, the sun was coming up. The sun was rising over World Showcase Lagoon, and I got a couple of good pictures because you're never in Epcot at that time of day. So that was neat, getting to see the park kind of come to life in that regard. So.
I would never dream of running a full marathon, but that sounds the most awesome marathon I would ever want to be a part of, run through all four parks.
That's if you're going to run one, I think awesome. That would be the one to do.
Yeah.
But we saw some of the marathon runners.
Now, how do they do that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say we were coming into Epcot to eat on our last day there and saw a lot of the marathoners. We actually saw the last marathoners coming through with the sweeping cart behind them. They were in a lot of pain.
But this,
a lot of them had run the Dopey Challenge too.
The way you just said that, I thought you meant this was like a totally different day. They were still running, like it took them 2 or 3 days to finish the.
Not for the 10K, no.
So I guess my question is, what time do they start? I mean, they're not in these parks when they're open, are they running?
Yes.
Every race is a different day.
I think, yeah.
The whole marathon is through off. Oh, so you run different days.
Yeah, you have the 5K, which takes place on Thursday morning, the 10K on Friday morning, the half marathon on Saturday morning, and then the full marathon on Sunday morning. All the races start at 5:30.
No. What I'm asking, you said the whole marathon, you run through all four parks.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? How do you run 26 miles before the parks open?
You don't. And, like, for example, we came into Epcot for lunch, and there were certain, like, we couldn't get across to Mouse Gear. We wanted to go and buy something in Mouse Gear, but because we kind of came in on the other, well, they had that whole side of the park blocked off. Now, we could get over to Mouse Gear, but we were going to have to wait at kind of at a crosswalk to get over there, and we didn't feel like doing that.
Crazy.
And trying to navigate through World Showcase to get back to Via Napoli, which was on the opposite side of the park, The walkways were extremely narrow for the regular day park guests. And I think Hollywood Studios and Epcot are the only ones affected by that. I think most everybody is through Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom by the time the park opens. I take that back. I don't know about Animal Kingdom. But Magic
Kingdom, sure they don't want to impede Magic Kingdom.
Right. Because they were saying initially when we got on a bus that last day that we were going to have to take our bus to the TTC instead of the bus drop-off area at Magic Kingdom, but they had changed that around. So
that's crazy. That's just neat to fathom.
But for the 5K, all the races start at 5:30 in the morning, but you have to be like in the first corral to be gone by 5:30. Like we were in Corral D, and I think we finally got started about 6 o'clock.
I see. And the park opened at 9?
Magic Kingdom opened at 8 that morning. Had okay. extra magic. Epcot opened at 9.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It would have been clear, most likely.
Right. That's great. Now, I'm sorry. I keep asking these questions. I'm really more intrigued than I thought I'd be.
he had no idea.
Did you and Sissy and the Rochelles all run together?
They actually ran in Corral B. And so they got done. I want to say they got done about 20, 25 minutes before we did. Plus, they're faster than we are. So I think it all depends on what time you turn in. I think we had turned in that we were going to run like a 9 to 10 minute mile, and they'd turn in 8 to 9 minutes. But it was frustrating for us because there were people literally walking like a quarter mile into the course. And we're thinking these people turned in obviously a time that they were not sticking to. So I know they used to do, and I think they do with the half marathon and full marathon, you have to turn in a proof of time. And they used to do it with the 10K. They didn't this year, which was nice because we didn't have to run a 10K. But still, you had plenty of slower runners and walkers that clearly lied about their time.
And just to clarify, a proof of time is where you've run another race.
Yes.
And it's verifiable.
Yes.
See, that would be me. I would say, hey, I can run it, whatever, and then walk through a thing. Say, hey, look over here.
I can run a 5-minute mile.
I'm going to cut through France and get some ice cream. Yeah. I'd just be kind
of. None of that was open.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do it then.
Well, I guess I want to start. My first question is going to be more about scheduling this. How soon did you decide to do this?
They opened registration in July. I can't remember the day. They used to do it like up to a year in advance. They've restructured a lot of Run Disney stuff. I know they canceled a lot of races that they used to have. But we were there. I think you could register at 10 a.m. on the first day it was open. 10 or 11, something like that. And so we got online immediately. And so, I mean, I guess about 6 months out. And the website got a little slow a couple times, but for the most part, it was relatively easy. Now, Derek, you and I talked earlier, though. I remember just a couple of weeks before our race, the only one that was sold out was the 5K. And I know, three or four years ago, this thing was sold out very quickly. But I don't know if they've opened it to more people. There's certainly a ton of people they're running. I want to say at least 20,000 to 25,000 in each race.
Wow.
Obviously, the sooner you can book it, the better. The easier it is going to be to find spaces.
What does it cost you?
The cost for these races. So for the 5K, it's $85. For the 10K, it's $125.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You're paying to just go run.
I knew Craig.
You're paying $125 to run.
In Disney theme parks, Craig.
Yes, but you're still you run inside and then you run back out,
and they give you a banana after it's over.
Now is that good?
That's
for
all they gave
no,
you?
No, and a box of like they give some nachos and Powerades and.
Do you get a ticket into Epcot?
No,
so
you get a medal.
So you paid $125. You run through the park, run out, and that's it.
We got a medal. We got a very nice long sleeve dry fit shirt.
Oh,
with the purple? Race on it. It was gray.
Oh.
It was different for each race. This was gray. We had Minnie Mouse on our medal. It was a red ribbon medal.
What was the grumpy? Is that the full marathon?
So
the dopey.
Yeah.
Dopey, I mean.
So you think $125 is bad?
Oh, here we go.
We'd originally talked about doing the half marathon, which is $188. The full marathon is $188. So I guess if you're going to do the half, you might as well do the full price-wise.
Why not?
And the Goofy's Race and a Half Challenge, which is the full and the half, that's $385. But if you want to do all four races, which is 48.6 miles.
First of all, you lost your mind. But secondly, what?
There's a lot of people that do it. Thousands upon thousands of people that do it, Craig.
Thousands.
Which I can't get my head around that. It's 48.6 miles over 4 days, $585 But you get six medals and six shirts, I guess. So, and
there's that.
But seriously, the worst.
Well, of course, Disney's got to keep doing this.
Yeah. I mean, there,
it's a good money maker. A
lot of money. And the worst part of it, though, to us would be getting up four straight days at 3:30. Because I think we got up around 3:30 a.m. and we weren't looking to get there super early. And then you stand in these corrals for at least an hour. They encourage you to get, and some will stand. We were talking to one guy who had run, he'd run the 5K, the 10K, the half, and was trying to get rest. We were in the hot tub. Believe it or not, we went to the pool. I was in the hot tub. And he said that he felt, his body felt fine except the bottoms of his feet. And he said standing for an hour, hour and a half each morning before the race was the worst part of the running. And just kind of standing around waiting for it to start and slowly moving. Because you're herded like cattle. That's why they call them corrals, I guess. But that would be the worst part to me doing the Dopey Challenge. We did it for one morning, and you're like, one's enough.
Wow.
But $585, Craig, to run almost 50 miles.
Look, they can come to Centerville and pay me $200, and I'll let them run around whatever they want to do.
You'll drive them around.
Forget running.
But do you have a theme park they can run through, Craig?
We can make one. I mean, we can come up with something. We can take them back up to Opryland.
So it's, I will say it's not, and I know Derek, we've run some half marathons before, and I want to say the half marathon in Nashville was around, what, $100, $110?
I think so.
It's not a cheap thing to do, but I will say for us, the 10K was a great race to run because it was a long enough distance to where we felt like we got our money's worth. We got to spend a lot of time in the parks and around the resorts running, got a cool shirt, and I think the 10K was good for me. I may consider doing a half in the future. That's a very big may, maybe. But
did you run the whole thing?
We ran the whole thing. And, we can talk about what they have on the course to kind of keep you entertained. We stopped to walk through a couple of the water stations. And, Clint and Ashley, they're devout runners. And so their time was faster than ours. And Sissy and I were pleased considering we didn't train as much as we would have liked. But
when was your last, say, half marathon?
2012.
Sissy ran. Been that long?
Sissy, was that the St. Jude?
Sissy ran the full St. Jude in 2012 in Memphis. I did the half in Nashville that year.
I think we did it 1 year after you. I think we did.
Y'all did it
in 13.
Oh, okay.
Let me get this straight too.
We did it with you.
Y'all drove all the way to Memphis to run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I drove all the. Craig can't get his.
We've done it too.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you out there who are runners, Craig just can't get his head around it.
Again, I'm not busting on you because I probably do things that you're probably like, what? But I can't. I ran a lot in high school because the coach made me.
Because you had to,
And I think that's why now I loathe. Not hate. I loathe running.
And I will say this too, Craig. You can go online and see you were asking where the races were. You can look at the course maps. And it kind of gives you an idea of where exactly in the parks you're running. And I like looking at that just to see where I'm going to be running. And
like I said, I, all joking aside, I know it seems neat because you are running through the parks. That'd be my favorite thing.
And for those of you that are runners, it's a very flat course.
Yeah.
There's very little change in elevation. If you run in Nashville or anything, that half marathon, full marathon is very hilly. Obviously, in Orlando, it's fairly flat. So we very little change in elevation.
So tell us what they motivated you with as you ran. And I guess we need to ask you, have you caught your breath yet from earlier? I'm just still working.
I've been gasping over here.
Okay.
They have a huge, at the beginning, I guess going back, before the race even starts, they have areas for you to buy like hot chocolate, fruit, bagels, which you can get.
Purchase, Craig.
But you can get stuff for free afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say this. I want to say around the time the race started, it was about 44 degrees. Mm. It was pretty cool, which I know last year was a lot colder. But they had, concessions there that you could buy. The expo the day before, and I'll get into the expo later. We didn't spend a lot of time there. But you could meet Mickey and Minnie and Dopey and Pluto. They were all in running gear. And a tip for those of you who are interested in doing that, the race starts at 5:30. They stop meeting at 5. Like I said, we weren't in a rush to get there super early because we didn't want to stand around the corrals and we didn't really know what they had to offer. And so we got in line to meet Mickey at like 4:57. there weren't many people waiting. We're like, okay, well, like Mickey is leaving at 5 o'clock, and the line moved fast, but we didn't get a chance to meet him. He left before we did. So if you're wanting to meet those characters before the race, I would suggest getting there at least by 4:15, 4:30, which I know that's really early in the morning.
Okay.
But we didn't do that. And you can meet him after the race too, but the lines after the race are ridiculous because a lot of people want to get their pictures made with the medals. What motivated us during the race, they have a stage kind of at the beginning, and every corral that they start you in mini corrals of groups of a few thousand, I guess, and they have fireworks that they shoot off every time you start.
We saw your video on that.
Yeah, too. You had the fireworks there at the beginning. I want to say about a mile, every mile marker, they have a little mile marker with the clock on it and a character's picture. About a three-quarters of a mile in, there was an overpass, and Mary Poppins was up on the overpass.
Oh.
And there was Mary Poppins music playing, and she was kind of talking to the runners. That was not something we expected. You run through the entrance gates where you come into the Epcot parking garage. So Sissy and I took a selfie there in front of the Epcot sign.
Mm-hmm.
They have a character about, out on the highways at least, about every mile. We did not meet any characters because the lines were so long. I'm talking at least half an hour, 45 minutes.
During the race.
And because you got a ton of people that are just...
Are they just runners that get to meet those? I mean, not anybody can just stop by and...
Well, I mean, you have to be in the race.
In the race.
Okay,
yeah.
I get you.
But I mean, we were... Because we had breakfast that morning, and we were going to Magic Kingdom, and it just wasn't really worth it. Like the first characters we came into were Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope. And they had their truck. It was a cool photo op, but I'm telling you, that was probably the longest one. It was probably 45 minutes.
Wow.
And we felt good, so we kept running. And about a half mile later, we saw Chip and Dale in their Rescue Rangers outfit. That was probably at least half an hour of a wait. We then saw the old hag, the old witch from Snow White. Probably, I mean, it was a lengthy wait too. And then once you get into World Showcase, they had a lot more characters. They had Jiminy Cricket in Italy, which we thought about stopping.
Makes sense.
It does. It was probably 15 or 20 minutes, but again, Clint and Ashley were ahead of us, so we were trying to catch up probably. They had, I think, Genie was out in Morocco. Then they had a couple of the rats from Ratatouille out in France. Max Goof was there. That was the shortest line, and that was kind of right there with about a half a mile left in the race. So they had, you know, characters every mile, every three quarters of a mile, and you know, a lot of people run these races just to get their pictures with those characters. I did see too, like, obviously if you run the half marathon or full marathon, the later you get in the race, the shorter the lines are. That last day in Epcot, we were, you know, Snow White was greeting to regular day guests, and they had cast members out there saying, hey runners, anybody come meet Snow White with no wait, you know, run right over here. Which, I mean, all the runners were getting to cut line, but I mean, I think that's a great thing that they do. So if you're a character person and you don't care about your time, it's definitely something worth doing.
Another question. Are there actual finish rankings and you get something different, or is it just everybody gets the same thing and you just...
Yeah, I think everybody gets the same medal unless you're one of the top tier finishers. Something else they had on the course, they had... I think they had a band at one point, but in World
Showcase,
it was not an Oompa band, but in World Showcase, they had it lit up kind of like they do at night. They had the fires on, all the pavilions were lit up, and they were, in Epcot, they were playing, blasting like Disney music, classic Disney films. Like they were playing Gaston, I think, when we first got in there. Then they were playing some stuff from Aladdin, just Hercules, like good motivational Disney music.
Right.
And so that was neat. And one thing, too, and I'll say a lot more about this on our RTR next week, all the Christmas decorations were still out. You might have seen this on Twitter.
And wasn't there one park that she said
Epcot didn't have their big tree, and the hotels didn't have their Christmas decor, but all the parks pretty much had all their Christmas decorations up. So you still had some Christmas lights hanging up in Epcot. And then you had some fans along the race course that were cheering you on, cast members throughout World Showcase that were cheering for you. It's just a really neat atmosphere to run in. If you have to run, Craig.
Yeah.
If you have to run, this would be
I'll
the one.
I'll take your word for it.
This would be the one to do. So plenty of entertainment all throughout.
Yeah, if I was ever going to run, I would do that one. Because, again, just love for Disney. But
Well, and something else that's neat, too, is just seeing the different costumes that people have. Now, some of them, I don't know how they run in them.
I saw them in some of your pictures.
But, yeah, we were dressed up like very laid-back Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Right.
But because Sissy made me buy that hat with the ears, with the leather bill.
Nothing says fun like leather. Oh, hats.
I
know.
Clint and I both got one.
So you wore leather chaps while you ran, is what you said?
Well, Clint was looking for the matching chaps. It was in honor of Mickey's 90th birthday. And he wanted to go in and ask, do you have the matching chaps to celebrate? But I'm trying to think of any other entertainment. But it's one of those races where, you know, we usually listen to music while we run. And we turned some on our phone for maybe 10 minutes, and it was like plenty of things keeping us entertained. So
right.
it was a fun-filled race.
That sounds like it. I never would have guessed all that for this race.
I still can't fathom doing a dopey challenge. I can't get over how many people did the dopey challenge.
How many would you say did the dopey challenge? Just rough estimate.
I want to say Sissy asked somebody. It's several thousand. Several thousand people of all ages. You know, older people. It was really remarkable.
Crazy.
Derek,
so now take us back to packet pickup. How did you get to ESPN? And
one thing that Disney did very well was running shuttle buses from your resort to the expo, which is at ESPN Wild World of Sports. Which, you know, I know you've been to a Braves spring training game there. This was kind of, I guess, this is one of the reasons they do it then. It's a low season for other sports coming in to perform. But those shuttle buses, they were much more efficient than buses getting you to the park, I will say. Because it seemed like whenever we were waiting for buses to take us to Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom, there was a bus going to Wild World of Sports every 10 minutes.
No, they pick you up at the bus stop?
Yes, at the regular bus stop. And
they have a special designated area for that?
Just, no. Not at Beach Club, but these were like buses, I guess buses they chartered. A lot of them were Mirrors shuttle buses. They weren't Disney buses, but every 10 minutes, pretty much like clockwork, they were picking you up and taking you to the Wide World of Sports. You couldn't go from the Wide World of Sports to a park. We had to Uber, but they were just taking you from there. And they did the same thing on race day morning. We were out there about 4 a.m. and waited 5 minutes for a bus, and here it came.
Wow.
But... So that was very easy, actually, and you have to go to two different places. You got to go to one place to pick up your bib, and then you got to go to the other place to pick up your shirt. And
that's odd.
Well, I think they do that because the one is literally just the bib pickup, and where you get your shirt is where they have a lot of vendors, and so they obviously want you in there to buy race gear and for their vendors to have opportunity. And then they have an entirely different building with all the merchandise, which, from what I can understand, can get pretty chaotic. We didn't go in there. We weren't interested in buying merchandise. We'd already spent enough on the race, and we were getting our free shirt and our medal, and that was enough.
Merchandise meaning Disney stuff?
Yeah, like Disney will sell shirts saying, you know, Walt Disney World Half Marathon, I did it, or hats or pins. I know a lot of people collect the pins and mugs and...
And shoes? I think.
Oh, yeah. They sell shoes. Like I said, we didn't go in there. One tip I do want to say, because I've heard this on other podcasts, is they say like the first day of the expo, I think the expo opens on Wednesday, but in the mornings at the expo, I believe it opens around 10 a.m. They said from like 10 to 11:30, it can get pretty chaotic at times. And it was funny. They even had signs when we went to the expo floor to get our shirt. It's almost like, you know, you go to the beach and it's like, double red flags or red flag. They had something like that. Like they were warning us of the crowd level in the expo. And it was like, this is a safe time to come in. Well, I don't want to be here at all if it's not safe. But from what I've heard.
And what time of day did y'all go?
We went at like 3:00 in the afternoon, 3:30. You know, the day before our race, like I said, we weren't worried in merch. Because a lot of people try to get there early, I think, because they're going to sell out of the merchandise. You know, the merchandise hounds will get them and I guess sell them on eBay. But like I said, we weren't interested in that. But I think we could have walked right in. It wouldn't have been a big deal. I think 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon is usually a pretty good time. So if you are interested in getting some Run Disney gear, go in the afternoon after the crowds have died down. And from what I understand, they keep a lot of that stuff pretty well stocked.
Is that the only time you can get Run Disney gear?
I believe for that so. Race. For the race, the special stuff, special memorabilia. But I think we were at Wild World of Sports maybe 30 minutes all told. And, you know, we weren't rushing. We stopped and got a couple of pictures in front of the marathon weekend signs. But, I mean, it was pretty smooth sailing. And it was neat to kind of see the wide world of sports. It's a huge complex. Because I want to say during the full marathon, you run like 3 to 4 miles just around, in and around the wide world of sports. So it's a neat place over there if you've never been. Obviously well kept and a lot that they could do there. Mm-hmm. But marathon weekend just takes it over.
That's neat.
So that was pretty smooth sailing.
And I think this is the only marathon weekend.
Yes.
I think all the other races are half marathons.
They do a princess half. I think they do a wine and dine half. They do a Star Wars half. I feel like I saw an advertisement for that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. That's what I had a lot of questions about was, you know, when do I sign up? Will it be sold out? Where do I go to pick up my packet? But all the hotels, you go in and they'll have signs in the lobbies with very specific instructions. And they do a good job of letting the other hotel guests know, okay, this is how transportation will be affected. Like the last day, we had plans of maybe rope dropping Hollywood Studios, but the walkway from Beach Club to Hollywood Studios was blocked off for the runners. So if you're planning to go and not run marathon weekend, I would maybe advise going a different time. And I'll say more about this next week. The crowds were very low, all things told.
I don't think that's typical.
Well, it seemed pretty low this time, but I will
but
say
again,
it,
you said there was only the two shortest races were sold out,
right?
So
I don't think it was nearly as popular as it has been, which is hard to believe because there was a ton of people running in these races.
And they have had price increases,
yeah,
the past couple years, pretty significant from what I've read.
But do understand that your transportation options may be limited if you go during marathon weekend, because that's one of the perks of staying at Beach Club is you know you can walk over to Hollywood Studios for rope drop. You couldn't on Marathon Sunday. So
that would be disheartening for that day.
Yeah. So we just went over to Magic Kingdom instead. We were tired by the last day anyways.
And so, but after your race, what time did y'all get done?
That's a good question because that was one thing I wondered about because obviously once, you know, when we go running, we want to eat when it's over. And so I didn't really know what time to schedule breakfast. I made a breakfast reservation at the Plaza for about 9:00. That morning, and you know, we took our time. We started the race a little before 6:00, and we finished around 7:00. So, and we were in the fourth corral. So, I would say put down a you know, don't go over 10 minutes, or you'll get grouped into some of the last corrals if you're looking to do that. But for the 10K, we could have been in Magic Kingdom. We went back to the room and kind of put our stuff away and picked up some stuff we needed for the parks, and we got delayed on a bus. I think you saw me tweet Disney World about that. We could have, if we had taken a bus to the Contemporary right after the race and walked over to Magic Kingdom, we could have gotten there for 8 a.m. rope drop fairly easily. But we kind of took our time and made it to Magic Kingdom around 9:00, right in time for our reservation.
And those buses afterwards only go to resorts.
They only go to resorts. But again, if you're looking to go to a park, you know, if you're going to Epcot, you can obviously just hang around there.
Right.
And wait for it to open, or you can take a bus to the Contemporary or, you know, the Yacht Club or Boardwalk if you're wanting to rope drop Hollywood Studios. You know, you can find ways to kind of get to the park. Mm-hmm. But we weren't really in a hurry. We were just going to take it easy that morning and enjoy breakfast. So if you're, and we run about a 10-minute-a-mile pace is what Sissy and I kept. So if you're, you know, you can kind of judge however long or later you may get to a park. Because that's stuff I looked for is like, if the race starts at 5:30, what time can I plan to be eating breakfast? And
so it's about every corral, though, was taking roughly 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, about 10 minutes, I guess. You're right.
So
now I will say that like Corral F was the largest corral, and I think that was filled mostly with walkers. like the Walking Dead, it sounds like.
Yeah, we have walkers.
Coral! The walkers. So good question. Yeah, it definitely with the 10K too. You know, we were tired, but it didn't shoot our body for the rest of the trip. Right. That's one thing we were worried about with the half marathon. We were going to just have to train a lot more, and we knew it would kind of wear us out for the last 2 days we were there. But the 10K was a good distance.
And I know, just from my experience, I feel that it's harder on me to walk 6 miles than it is to run 6 miles. it hurts my feet differently. That my impact positions on my feet are different.
Yeah.
Between walking and running, so walking that far hurts my feet more than running that distance. I don't know why. I mean,
I was the sorest. You know, we ran on Friday morning. I was the sorest when I woke up on Sunday morning or late Saturday night after our after hours experience.
It's just 2 days
from walking. You're right, because you're putting in a lot of miles walking.
Can I say it hurts me to drive 6 miles?
Good thing you only had to drive like four to work.
Yes.
Craig's just not big on getting from point A to point B.
No, if I could teleport, I would in a heartbeat. You know, if that ever comes around, that's all I'll ever do. I'm good flying. I don't care. I'll fly anywhere, but you know.
Is there anything else you experienced that we haven't covered?
I think we've pretty much covered, you know, if it's going to be cold, this is something we talked about doing. We didn't do it. You know, maybe go somewhere, maybe a thrift shop or somewhere, buy like a sweatshirt for $1 or $2 that you can just kind of take off and leave there at the starting line. We were really cold before the race started, and then we got pretty cold once the race ended. You know, while we were running, it was fine. And that goes for any race you're running. A lot of the people had those Mylar blankets. Like the
shiny ones.
You look like you're a baked potato when you're wrapped up in them. And, you know, maybe bring one of those and then just kind of throw it away before you take off. But I think overall the experience was great. I thought the weather was good. I knew last year had been a lot colder. It didn't get too hot. I know on Marathon Sunday it was getting pretty warm by the time some of those runners finished. But it was a great experience. For me, the 10K was kind of an afterthought. I was just looking forward to going down there and being in the parks and eating at some of the places we ate. But it really surprised all of us, I think. We it was a good distance, and like I said, I had hoped to stop and meet a character or two, but you know, you get running and the sights and the music and you don't feel like stopping. So we met plenty of characters the rest of the weekend, which I'll say more about next week. Derek's a big character fan. But I would definitely do it again, if nothing else, to let me go back to Disney World. But it's a neat experience. Even if you're not a runner, Craig,
I would
consider doing it, because you know it's one of the most magical places on earth to run.
Right.
So,
what you said it earlier, but I'm trying to recall the 5K. Where was it?
The 5K took you through Epcot.
Okay.
And not much else.
That's mine. The perfect.
That's what you can
say. How long is that?
3.1 miles.
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Not 5,000 miles.
Nope.
You can walk that.
Yeah, I can do that.
And it's cheaper. It's like $85.
That seemed better.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
You heard it, Derek. Craig will be running next year.
I know what he's going to sign up for. I just found it. The Star Wars virtual half marathon.
Ooh.
Where in the world is that?
It's in your home.
Oh, that sounds like
fun.
Sign
me up. I'm in.
I promise I did it. I promise I did the running. Well, guys, I appreciate you all asking some good questions.
That was good.
Listeners, if you have any other questions about Run Disney, obviously I'm not a Run Disney veteran by any means, but for a first timer, I think they make it very accommodating and very easy to understand. And that takes us to a segment we like to call
grinning.
That's how tired Craig gets just thinking about running.
He's thinking about running, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. Craig, do you want to ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question today?
I actually do. And my question is, guys, if you could design the race, where would you... Your favorite race at Disney, where would you run it?
Well, how long can we, like what race are we talking about?
Whatever you want to do.
It's up to you. It's all up to you.
I'll answer first. Mine would be, and again, this sounds like you can't do it, but honestly, mine would be through the safari at Animal Kingdom.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
A rugged race. What is
where the actual
trail race?
Yeah, where the safari with the cars go, the trucks.
Could the animals get to you?
No, you would be. You'd be where the trucks were. Only the ones that couldn't hurt you. Like you can't. The trucks don't go through the lion.
How do you feel about ostriches?
Well, yeah, except for ostriches,
those unduly cattle.
But mostly
they get perked up. Those wildebeest.
I think that'd be a neat little.
That would be cool.
And even you could extend that, extend it out, out towards the...
The Gorilla Falls Trail?
Yeah, some of those things. Some of those trails.
Yeah. I like that. There's a lot of places in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it'd be more like cross country.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Derek, what about
you? Just got to watch out for those poachers.
Definitely. And the ostriches.
Yes.
Don't touch their eggs.
Derek?
Well, I would do one that they used to have, and it's the one that I really wanted to do when I was running. It was the Hollywood Studios Tower of Terror 10-miler.
Ooh.
It was a 10-mile race at night that went through Hollywood Studios.
How do you do 10 miles of Hollywood Studios?
It's not all at Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
But I just think that one would be... I'm a fan of the... I wish Disney still did the night races. That's the ones that I would be interested in. But that they used to have that, and they had another race at Animal Kingdom, but that I liked. But
you'd be okay too if they had some kind of food race where you ate.
Every so often. That would be changing my answers, boys.
You could eat around the world.
It's going to be It's going to be a full marathon, but you get 3 days to do it.
You'd be sick as a dog by the end of the race.
No, you get 3 days to do it, but all you do is go to the... You run to the restaurants, and you get a sample. Sample heels.
Sample heels.
Yep.
For the kitchen sink. Dotson?
Well, Sissy and I talked a lot about this. I wish, you know, I'm just thinking 10K because that's what we did. I wish they could find a way to keep you in Epcot more. And I, you know, a lot of what they have to do is because there are so many people running. So, I mean, a lot of it is from a logistical standpoint. But I wish you could kind of come in. They could, you know, send you around a couple miles. Then you come in the entrance to Epcot.
The main entrance.
Yeah, the main entrance. And maybe go down Future World West and kind of take you up by the Seas Pavilion and then back around. You run by the land, by Imagination, then all around through World Showcase and then back by Test Track and Mission Space. I think they could do it. Granted, the pathways are a little more narrow, so maybe it just might be tougher.
Just the World Showcase loop itself is
over mile and a quarter. Yeah. And so, I think I would just try to restructure that to keep you in the parks in Epcot a little more. But overall, I like Craig's idea of the trail run.
I do too. That's a pretty good one. I like it.
Thanks.
And Craig doesn't even like to do anything.
I'll just design it for a bell.
Get out there and run, kids.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I appreciate you letting me share some thoughts on Run Disney, and I look forward to sharing some more thoughts on my trip next week because it was a great trip. It was a very different trip for us because we didn't have the kiddos.
Right. Right.
A welcome trip.
Yes. Well, as I said, if you have any questions about Run Disney, I'll do my best to help answer them. I encourage you to give Run Disney a shot. Craig's already signed up for the 5K next year, and I know he's ready to start training, Derek.
Yes.
So, without any further ado, as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple